If, on a starlit night, with the moon brightly shimmering, we stay inside and do not venture out, the evening universe remains a part of life we shall not know. If, on a cloudy day, with grayness infusing all and rain dancing rivers in the grass, we stay inside and do not venture out, the stormy, threatening energy of the universe remains a part of life we shall not know. If on a frosty morning, dreading the chilling air before the sunrise, we stay inside and do not venture out, the awesome, cold, quiet, and stillness of the dawn universe remains a part of life we shall not know. If through these grace-given days of ours, surrounded as we are by green life and brown death, hot pink joy and cold gray pain and miracles, always miracles, if we stay inside ourselves and do not venture out, then the fullness of the universe shall be unknown to us, and our locked hearts shall never feel the rush of worship. And so, during the next musical meditation, I invite you to look deeply into yourselves and reflect on what we stand to gain by dropping our assumptions and our preconceived ideas and venturing out, getting closer to people who are different from us, those who might be suffering. How can we grow as human beings by listening to the needs of others? How could our lives be changed? I invite you to take a moment to reflect. And then, when you're ready, there's a heart piece of paper in the pocket in front of you. And write down what you have to gain by overcoming your obstacles and getting close to those who may be different from you in some way.
Were you able to find something to write on this one, too? There are things to be gained. As I was thinking about this myself, I remembered this moment I had probably 5 years ago. You probably know I do a form called Interplay, so it's an improvisational movement form, and I've never been like a dancer, and it took me a long time to even kind of hop into doing improvisational dance and movement. And about 5 years ago, I was at a workshop with a bunch of people I didn't know in a city I wasn't very familiar with. And we were pairing up to do something, and I got paired up with this beautiful black woman who was a professional dancer and choreographer. So this place for me of both having the privilege of whiteness and then the feeling the kind of insignificance of not being a professional dancer, we're all in this dance with this woman. And it was the most beautiful and connecting thing. And sometimes it's just, you know, what came to me is like sometimes it's not about words. There's other ways we can find to build those bridges. And the gain from that experience for me was so powerful. Like, you know, it remains a body memory of what it was like to dance across that bridge of difference. So I wonder if there's other people who might, one to two people who'd be willing to share something they could see that they could gain. Okie doke. We have to get that over to Ilya.
Hi, my name's Ilya, and I'm from Lafayette. And I had a realization that it's not an allergy, it's just my sensitivity.
Hi, my name is John. I'm from Longmont. And we had the experience of moving from Denver to Santa Fe and living in New Mexico for about 40 years. And for 20 of them, I worked in a place with about 8,000 employees, and it was half Anglo, that's us, and half Hispanic with, I don't know, maybe 10% Native Americans. And when you work together, then there's some common thing. And so we have just, I'm really comfortable going in a different culture like that. And actually, I really miss it up here. I really notice, like, the Unitarians here are all Anglo, pretty much. But that's the easy way to do it, is live somewhere where you've got the other culture and you've got some common thing that gets you together, like working together.
Thank you. I'm going to make a little comment. Thank you very much, actually, for sharing. One of the things that Reverend Bill Sinkford told to our new UUA president, Reverend Susan Frederick Gray, when he charged her, when he was in covenant, created the covenant with her, was stop saying we're a white denomination. And I think that's really, really important, because what that does, it assumes that it makes the people of color more invisible in this culture. So I'm working on that. And I'm actually working on that in even how I deliver my services, so that it's as include, so that I so actually what I would like you to do is tell me if there's moments where I have missed that. It's really important for my learning, where I make assumptions that I'm talking to an all white or all privileged or all whatever group. So I invite that learning together. So, and you are invited to take those little pieces of paper with you, to take these questions and keep them percolating and alive in you, to notice those times when you might just tell yourself something that absolves you from taking an extra step on whatever edge you're in. And notice also where the gains are for you. That's really important to have both of those pieces. But and the gains, really, because it can be, I can forget sometimes all the possibilities and the gains that are to be made by taking these courageous acts of love. That's right.